You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible, what a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always, be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start the show the same way, man, by thanking the listeners. Thank you guys for listening to The Bar, man. We're going into our sixth year. We're just super excited to have you guys tune in and share and just deal with what we got going on here and continue to expose you to awesome people as well as introduce you to awesome people. And I have on one repeat offender, and he brought a whole gang of thieves with him. My brother, Mr. Les, man, is on the podcast with us today. And a lot of you guys know Les was very influential in the Bar podcast being a thing, man. His old school podcast, I can say that now, actually inspired me to start my podcast, man. And since then, Les have been doing some amazing things, and he got something brewing coming up, man. And like I said, he brought his buddies with him. So I want to first, man, Les, man, first thank you for reaching out to me, man, for an opportunity to bring you back. I know you feel like I'm doing you a favor, but like I told you before, you're doing me a favor as well, man. So how you doing today, Les?
Beautiful. Dude, I'm doing so good. Thank you for having me, Dwayne. You look great. I'm so excited to be back. Thanks for calling the podcast old school. It's like a classic now.
Yeah, man.
It's great.
Y'all in that category, man. And so also we have on with us Mr. Tim. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here. I'm a big fan and a longtime listener, so this is exciting for me.
You just warmed my heart, brother. You're going to get more airtime than everybody else. I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
Hey, I listen to your show, too.
All right, we got my man David. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm good, man. Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate this topic that we're going to be talking about today with the cessation of the miraculous apostolic sign gifts. And it takes some courage.
For sure, man. It definitely takes courage, man. Sensationist is and the reason why I jumped so hard on this, Les, is you know, that's my background, man. I came out of that world, and you know, it's funny because even in being reformed, I'm still dealing with it somewhat, you know, some people that, you know, hold to other views. We'll just say it like that, man. So whoever wanna kick this off, man, what are we talking about? Why are we here? And let's get into the nitty gritty.
Yeah, well, we are looking to make a movie about cessationism. And so I guess we should probably start with Dwayne, you said that you came out of that. So what do you mean?
Let me be clear. So So you know, my listeners know I was in the Word of Faith, apostolic, all of that stuff, you know, is part of my background. Speaking in tongues, laying on of hands, you know, I met Benny Hinn, you know, Eddie Long, all of those guys, man. And I thought that was deeper. You know, I thought that was like the deeper things of God was, you know, my parents, they just got this basic religion, you know, they don't speak in tongues or whatever. So I was a continuationist. And so I guess to better clarify, I didn't come out of sensationalism. You know, I switched over, man. And really it came from getting tired of not seeing real results, you know, getting tired of decreeing and declaring, getting tired of laying on the hands and seeing people still get sick and all of that stuff. So just to clarify what I was meaning when I said that. So now you can
get into it. Are you familiar with House of Prayer, Dwayne?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. When I first got saved, I moved to Florida, brand new Christian, and I ended up at a House of Prayer. And it was the wildest thing in the world. It was like all female pastors.
Yep.
And most of the worship time, quote unquote, was spent speaking in tongues. Like they weren't even speaking words, man. Nope. And then they were like, everybody was getting slain in the spirit left and right. Everybody's laughing and rolling on the ground, most of the thing. And I thought that was Christianity for like the first couple of years of my faith. So yeah, it's crazy. But just to clarify, so, you know, some people might get a you know, a touchstone for what we're talking about here with the miraculous gifts and stuff. But there's the crazy stuff you see on TV, but then there's actually some pretty good arguments that people make for why they believe that just gifts in general, like healing, even prophecy, that God still has, there's offices in the church still that speak prophetically. And those sorts of things seem a little tamer, and it's like, okay, that's not so bad. So the movie we want to make is about the idea that the offices and the sign gifts have come to an end as far as the apostolic age. But we're not limiting God in doing miracles. And we want to sort of go after not just the silly stuff you see that's crazy, but also, you know, just like really like answer the question of what does the Spirit do in the world today? That's what we want to talk about, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. You know, you know, a lot of times in the conversation, they assume that we think that God doesn't perform miracles anymore, you know? And that's something I even had to clarify that, because I recently found, you know, me and my wife recently joined a local church, and they're Acts 29, and they're, you know, continuationists. And I'm like, well, it's okay, it's not terrible, but, you know, then in the meeting, they said, you know, we believe that God, you know, still perform miracles opposed to us. Oh, wait a minute. I believe he does, you know, but I believe he does. I don't think man orchestrated. So anyway, Tim, man, tell me, you know, your involvement in this, just kind of maybe some background that made you even want to be a part of the project.
Yeah, so I met our friend David Lovey at Together for the Gospel 2018 after coming off of the Logic on Fire film that he helped produce about Martin Lloyd-Jones. I remember I think you interviewed Matt Robinson about that years ago. And I was a longtime fan of Les's work. I came in right after Calvinist and got to help fund Spirit and Truth, and it was a real privilege to get to just be a small part of that. And my background, I really came out of liberal Protestant American Baptist is what they're called, the American Baptist Association. But what I found in a lot of that was we had a lot of Pentecostal charismatic flavor. You know, I remember laying my hands on John Hagee on the TV, hoping that I had some pain or something that would be healed.
And, hey, I love that.
yeah. Didn't happen. So, you know, I grew up with TBN on a lot. And so this was a topic that when we kind of came together and discussed it, I knew for me it was important because I saw so much of the abuse growing up. And it was just exciting to be able to bring to people what, not just what the Holy Spirit's not doing, but what he is doing. And I think that's going to be a huge, huge part of this film, because it is easy to point out a lot of the silly stuff. But it'll be exciting to reveal what he has been doing this whole time. So
yeah, no, that's amazing. I love that touching the screen thing, man, because like I haven't
told many people about that.
Well, hey, so, man, exclusive.
Right here,
man.
Right here. Yeah.
That's what we're about.
Don't try this at home.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, because I have relatives that do that, bro. Like that hand towards the screen, touch the screen, you know, get that oil in the mail and anoint the house. Bro, like
I remember watching, the 700 Club, and when Pat Robinson's son would, you know, he'd get a word of knowledge, and I hoped he would bring something up about me. And I remember watching episode after episode, nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, wow.
I mean, that's probably to your benefit. I went to a meeting one time, and dude was on Facebook, and he was calling out names. You know, he had somebody in his ear. he spelled my name right, which y'all know my name is spelled different. He's like, there's somebody in the crowd, D-A-W-A-I-N. I was like,
oh man.
Yeah, he went to Facebook. Somebody fed it to him. Man,
so well, since we're telling stories, I had my friend, after I moved to Florida and like weird church stuff, I had this friend whose mom flew down from Rhode Island, and like he told me, come over to my house after work. So I went over to his house, and they opened the door, and he wasn't there. It was his mom. And she apparently took a shining to me or whatever, and she like cared about me or whatever. So she sat me down on the couch, and she told me that my current wife, who I was engaged to at the time, I wasn't supposed to marry her. And she's like, I got a word from God last night, and he woke me up, and I flew down here just to tell you this. Oh. And so for the next like week, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if this is true. Maybe I'm not supposed to marry her. And it was like, really, like my wife had no idea what was going on. I was being all weird. This stuff, it can be seriously dangerous. You know, we talk about it like it's funny, but it messes people up.
It does.
Agreed.
Yeah. So Dave, man, are you here, man? You yeah. The Holy Spirit in and out. Oh, well, but all right, Dave, man. So you know, first, Les told me about the involvement, and Tim mentioned involvement of Logic on Fire, man. That definitely, I can put that in the classic category. With that in your repertoire, man, what brought you to this idea to try to make this movie? And then what kind of experience have you had that may have attributed to that?
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, for whatever reason, my phone was having problems. But they say that the devil is in the electronics. So
oh, yeah, we got to bind them and loose them. Bind them. Somebody going to loose them when we leave.
Yeah, so back in 2013 to 2014, I got working on Logic on Fire, and I had never made a movie before. It was just providence that some filmmakers, a guy named Matt Robinson, had contacted me on Facebook, because I was the administrator of the Martin Lloyd Jones Facebook page. And he had made a video Bible study called Behold Your God. It's like a 12-week video Bible study. You can still buy it from Media Gratia. It's really, really good. And he had done the video for that. And he had asked me as the admin for the MLJ page, which had somewhere around 60,000 followers at the time, if we would promote his Bible study that he had helped produce. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, you know, normally I just ignore those messages because we get a lot of spam, you know.
Right.
But then I said, okay, fine, I'll put it on the page. And then he says to me, would you boost it? Could you boost the post too? And I was like, what is boost? What is that? Oh, you got to put some money on there, man. Matt, if you've ever listened to this, he'll like my impression of him. So I was like, man, I don't even know this guy. He's a stranger. Contacted me off Facebook, like, fine, bro. So I put $100 on to boost the thing, and he happened to be coming up here to Chicago, where I live, and we met up, and we went out to dinner one night at Denny's at like 1 o'clock in the morning, man. And we decided, let's make a film about Martin Lloyd Jones.
Wow.
And so that was that's how the Logic on Fire got started. And then I like suddenly was thrown into making this film. They flew me down to Tupelo, Mississippi, and the American Family Association, who Matt had worked for, just wrote a check for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Right then and there, we didn't have to go through Kickstarter for that. And then the Lord really blessed it, made it a successful movie, even though I really didn't know what I was doing through most of it. And I thought that was going to be the only movie that I was ever going to be a part of or make. And then, again, through God's sovereign providence, he introduced me to Tim Cannon. And Tim wanted to make movies and knew that, you know, I'm a co-producer on Logic on Fire, which really doesn't really mean that much. Honestly, I just helped make it, and whatever they needed, that's what I did, you know.
He was like,
let's make another movie. And I said, well, about what? And we wanted to make a film called Far Above Rubies, The Life of Bethan Lloyd Jones, Martin Lloyd Jones's wife, because her life was remarkable. And we were on the path to getting that done, and then COVID hit, and we couldn't travel to England. And so that was put on the back burner, and Tim and I were just talking, and like, what could we do, any other project? And I thought, you know, the study of pneumatology is really important. And I had realized how important it is after I became a pastor of a church north of Chicago. And I saw how many people really have a very poor understanding of the work of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And that even terminology surrounding the Holy Spirit and what he does has been hijacked by a segment of Christianity, or a segment of the church now, that has hijacked certain words, so that if you know, a person talks about unction, or the Holy Spirit moving, you know, automatically we'll now get some picture in my mind of Benny Hinn knocking people over with his jacket, you know. And that's really not what the Holy Spirit's ministry is today. His ministry is convicting the world of sin and enabling us to live the Christian life, and reminding us of the Word and pointing us to Jesus. And that, you know, it would be really helpful, at least I'm hoping it would be really helpful, to make a film about you know, what the Holy Spirit does do today and what he doesn't do.
Agreed.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello, friends. I'm Billy Rice, host of the brand new podcast called 5-Minute Theology, a podcast that presents big truths in a bite-sized way. Designed for the new and growing believer, 5-Minute Theology is a weekly podcast that offers essential truths of the Christian faith in a clear, concise manner. In every episode, we will explore a specific doctrine of the Christian faith from a Reformed Baptist perspective in a way that's easy to digest and apply directly to your life. So whether you're at home or on the go, let 5-Minute Theology be an excellent little dose of encouragement from the deep truths of God's Word. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you, and may you always see that our God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. For the truth, I'm Pastor Billy, host of 5-Minute Theology. Have a blessed day.
I'm gonna go back to the Lloyd Jones thing, because one of my really good friends is Russ Rice. You familiar with Russ?
Russ served on the board 15 years.
Yeah.
Good old Russ.
Yeah, that's my guy, man. Like, every time I see him, he give me a big hug. He even kissed me on the cheek one time, man. So any man to do that, you know, he got to love you for real. So shout out to Russ, man.
Yeah, Russ is a good brother.
Oh, yeah, he definitely is, man. And you know, you talked about the terminology. I want to talk about that a little bit, too, because, you know, even with my in my household transitioning out of, you know, that world, you know, my wife, I find sometimes she finds herself like hesitating in prayer, like not knowing what to say because you've decreed and declared so long, or you don't want to say, you know, being led, or, you know, things like that. That was really powerful. You talked about how it's been hijacked and we don't have a really clear understanding of it. And how we need to, you know, pretty much reclaim it. You know, that's kind of like one of their words too. We're going to take it back by force kind of thing, man. And, yeah. And I love that, man. So let's, man, talk about where are we? What do we need, man? How can we get this ball rolling, man? Cause, the bar folks, they are small in number. They are faithful though. So I would love to get us, behind you and support it, man. Talk about that a little bit.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. So these guys got together and they shot some interviews. And then they realized that they needed like an editor. So they reached out to me. And then we decided the three of us are going to partner on making this movie, and, you know, we can make it cool. And if, you know, I assume some of your audience has probably seen, my other, so, you know, we got Logic on Fire, but then I worked on, I made Calvinist and Spirit and Truth, which are, you know, movies that sort of along these lines, theological and all that, but also I try to make it fun. And, so that's what we want to do. So a doctrinally sound movie that teaches, but also is just really enjoyable to watch and keeps your attention, and even kids could get into it, that sort of thing. And we want it to stand the test of time. Mm-hmm. So we put together a Kickstarter. It's we're a little over a week in now, and we just passed the 50% funded mark just before we got on this call. So very exciting. But we still got a long way to go. We're over the hump. It's, you know, we're asking for a decent chunk of money. And I know people are, it's a weird world. So, you know, people that have the ability to help, we would really, really appreciate it. So it's on Kickstarter right now. The movie is called Cessationist. So if you just go on Kickstarter and, type in Cessationist, I don't know if maybe you could leave a, you know, put it in your show notes or whatever.
Of course, we're going to put it in the show notes, man. Come on, don't disrespect me like that. Of course we're going to do that, bro.
Disrespect the host. but yeah, if you guys go over and check out, we got some footage. So we were able to put together a pretty cool trailer. I think it's exciting. It's people's attention. And so if you can watch the trailer and see sort of our explanation of what we're trying to do on the Kickstarter page, there's gifts attached to it and all that. So this is something that your audience thinks is worthwhile. And, you know, I like to say, like, this movie doesn't exist if you know, it doesn't get funded and get made. So if this is something that you see and you just want it, you want this to become a reality, it'd be a, you know, a tool for the church and helpful and all that, you know, fund it in any way that you possibly can. And we obviously hugely appreciate any support anybody can give.
For sure, man. For sure. Yeah, that's I really, you know, I love it so much because, like I said, it hits home for me. And I know a lot of my audience, and I have to shout out my partner. His real name is Willie, but we call him Snap. He said he's going to take out a loan to support the movie, because we came from the same background, man, where we witnessed the abuse. We were a part of it. The miseducation and things like that. So we know the importance, you know, because even like I'm ready to share the trailer on my Facebook page. Just the trailer alone, it gets your attention, and it steps on like 80% of my friends' toes, like immediately, like soon as it starts. So super excited about that. So Tim, man, just talk about some direction, man. You know, Les talked about the balance of, you know, a good film, but also fun, which Les has a really, you know, I think that's your spiritual gift, Les, is bringing the fun, because that's the reason why I came into podcast, because, you know, you I was listening to, like, you know, Renewing Your Mind, all of that, and I heard you guys were having fun. I was like, oh, snap, you can have fun and do this. So,
yeah.
Talk about the direction, man, where you guys are headed, landed, and working towards.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when we talked to Les and he got really excited and came on board, Dave and I were like, Les is the secret sauce. He's the Zach sauce of this, unless you're a Canes guy, and then he's the Canes sauce of this. I'm a Canes guy myself. But so, you know, after the trailer dropped, which is a fantastic trailer, like Les said, it's real punchy. It just kind of gives you an idea of what the movie's about. But, you know, the direction that we want to go in is, and we've heard from some people in the comments, you know, they say never read the comments, but I can't help myself. I'm a glutton for punishment. And what I found is people were saying, you know, you're just dealing with the TBN crowd. You're dealing with the low hanging fruit. Why don't you deal with the Pipers and the Sam Storms, the Wayne Grudems, the DA Carsons. We love all these brothers.
Oh yeah.
But people were saying, well, you're just dealing with the fringe. And actually my argument is those guys are the fringe. And in the sense that if you ask any run-of-the-mill, broadly evangelical person who embraces the continuationism, they wouldn't know who John Piper or Sam Storms or Wayne Grudem. I would love if they knew who those guys were.
Sure.
My father, who passed away back in February, you know, he was a pretty staunch continuationist, and he supported this film. But I was like, Dad, here, read some John Piper. Like, I just want you to have some good theology to, you know, so I was happy to say, okay, well, check out the Reformed continuationists at least. So we love those guys, but really the aim is to deal with those guys as well.
Sure.
This will be a robust film that will cover the best that the continuationist side has to offer. But frankly, you turn on TBN, that's going to be your mainstream. Justin Peters says it in the trailer. This is the mainstream stuff.
Yes.
So what some people might call low hanging fruit, I say, yes, it is. But what's out there, they're going to hold to that stuff. As you know, that's what I grew up with.
Yeah. No, for sure. I totally agree, man. It's the majority of it, you know, cause we literally name like what, four people, out of a whole movement of an idea. And you know, even for me, I call those guys like the stepping stone to, you know, just, you know, getting away from that, you know, the John Piper. Those are some of the first guys I listened to, you know, found on YouTube and stuff. So for sure. So David, man, you know, as we get ready to wrap this interview up, man, I just want to kind of get your thoughts as a producer. I'm a producer for, I have to do a shameless plug. Well, this is my show, but I'm a producer for Just Thinking, and I know all about the whatever they need kind of deal, man. Just want to get your thoughts on, you know, just the film, man, and what kind of feedback we're expecting and looking for, and I definitely want to say thank you for the hard work you're about to put in, because we're about to get this funded. But yeah, jump in there, David. Just talk to me, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. So I think my brothers have mentioned already in our interview just now that our real goal is not even to make money on the film. Of course, we'd love for it to be successful, but our real goal is to make a film that's going to be a blessing to God's church, and not just now, but because it's a doctrinal issue, that it will be able to stand the test of time and 30, 40, 50 years from now. I mean, after we're gone, my hope is that if movies are still a thing at that point, that people will still be able to look back at the film that we're about to make and learn from it. Because if we don't, then history repeats itself, you know. And I'm convinced that the position that we're taking in this film is actually the vast majority position in the history of the Christian church, and that what has manifested itself as the so-called charismatic movement over the last 120 years is really the new kid on the block. I mean, the Puritans, Luther, Calvin, and all the way back to most of the church fathers, they all believed that the Holy Spirit had ceased doing certain miraculous signs. They all believed it. They all taught it. It was just a matter of fact. So that even in like the Great Awakening, when people were going to like crazy excess, they called it enthusiasm. And that was something that I think what they called enthusiasm would be comparative to what we're seeing today in the vast majority of the charismatic movement. And so this is always, it's always been an issue, but the church as a whole has come down primarily on the cessationist side. Mm-hmm. And it's because that there's a real biblical argument for it. And that's what we want to give. Like Tim said, you know, it's not just the low-hanging fruit of false teachers, but the position itself that we're aiming to talk about. That's why we're glad to have Les, too, because if Les wasn't involved in this movie, it would probably be a far more academic exercise and probably pretty dry.
You always got to need to dumb it down, baby.
But less is like the jelly, you know.
Jelly, y'all making me hungry. I ain't time to eat yet.
And if I can just add, I plan to be alive in 30 to 40, 50 years. I don't know about David.
I don't. If I make it like 5 more years, I'll be very, very glad. So
we gotta make this movie fast.
Amen. So yeah, I mean, to your listeners, man, you know, if they think that this is a worthy project and something that they want to see, and especially that they want to see so that they can be equipped mm-hmm. to be able to have conversations with their loved ones or with their friends who think differently about pneumatology or the study of the Holy Spirit, then this movie, it really is for them. And we're praying for it to be used by Christ. And we're so thankful for you that you had us on here today.
Bro. Pleasure is definitely all mine. Man, so good, so good, so good. Les, before we go, just let everybody know again how they can find all of that. I don't know if you're going to create any social media things or anything, but just let them know that, man, and then I'll get us out of here.
Yeah, if you see any of the three of us on Facebook at all, then you're going to see, you know, promotion constantly. But because you know, we're in the midst of it. But yeah, so it's Kickstarter. Just head over to Kickstarter, Cessationist, Cessationist, Cessationist. Or just, you know, type in Cessationist Kickstarter, anything like that. You'll find it. And again, just watch through the pitch video. You'll get a good sense of what we're going for. And, you know, support it if you can, please.
Awesome. Definitely. Definitely, Bar folks. I'm not going to ask you to give a seed or anything, but if you feel led to support, I definitely would appreciate it. And then leave in the comments that you heard about it here on the Bar podcast. So let's come back for the next one, and then the next one, and the next one. We'll get this thing going. So, but anyway, man, thank you guys for coming on. Definitely a pleasure to meet you all. And spend some time with you, and definitely supporting this worthy cause. To the Bar, I'm about to say the Bar Fit folks. That's my other podcast. To the Bar podcast folks, thank you guys for tuning in to the Bar podcast. Your favorite podcast, come on every Tuesday. Go to thebarpodcast.com. Also go to thebargear.com. Pick you up some bar gear. And until next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.